with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis will meet with President Trump at the White House today to seek more federal aid during the coronavirus outbreak. Polis says he wants the president to hear firsthand about the struggles Colorado residents are facing.
The fear, the anxiety, the health condition, the economic challenges that the people of the country face, I hope to help bring those to him.
Polis and governors from four other Western states are also seeking $1 trillion in federal aid to help with the economic fallout from the virus. In Colorado, lawmakers are preparing to cut $3.3 billion from next year's spending plan. The coronavirus outbreak is expected to take even more money out of the state budget than lawmakers were originally expecting. Scott Franz has more.
Lawmakers thought they'd have to cut between $2 and $3 billion from next year's budget, but the state's chief economist, Kate Watkins, says they need to cut $3.3 billion. She says the virus's impact on the economy over the last 2 months has been, quote, unimaginable.
Getting back up to that pre-COVID economic levels of activity, it's going to take years to get back up to that level.
Watkins says there's a lot of uncertainty in the forecast, and a resurgence of the virus could make the projections even worse. Lawmakers are planning to return to the Capitol later this month to decide how to cut about 10% from their spending plan. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
More than 100 mayors, including 66 from Colorado, sent a letter to Congress this week urging it to include parks and recreation areas in the next round of coronavirus recovery money. Telluride's mayor and others said that outdoor recreation is a critical driver of local economies and that investing fully in the land water conservation funds is necessary. The Aspen mayor and others from Longmont and Durango say that parks bring in billions of recreation dollars and millions of jobs. As unemployment climbs across the nation, our Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports part of our region seems to be faring a little better so far.
At the end of last month, 14.7% of the American workforce was unemployed. And on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said it could get much higher than that.
I think we'll climb up towards 20% by next month. You have to really go back to the Great Depression to see that.
Nevada is already facing that reality. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it almost reached 20% unemployment at the end of last month. Montana hovers around 15%. Meanwhile, Wyoming, Idaho, and Colorado are all under 10%. Service industries in the region have been the hardest hit, followed by retail and healthcare. The lowest unemployment rate in our region belongs to Utah at just above 6%. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.